We turn now to the U.S. economy. The news tends to be pretty bleak these days, but there are some areas that are doing well. Take North Dakota. It has an unemployment rate of 3.5%. North Dakota is digging up a lot of oil, but its economic success also has something to do with its aggressive exporting from Angola to Kazakhstan. The World's Jason Margolis has more.
The Big Iron Farm Show in West Fargo is quintessential homegrown America. Corn dogs, baseball caps, and lots of John Deere tractors. But tucked away in a corner of the fairgrounds is a small building with international flags hanging from the rafters. This international pavilion was Heather Rank's idea. She works for the U.S. Department of Commerce in Fargo.
Here's a place where you can be comfortable. We have interpreters. We have people that speak your language. We have people who want to help you. We have relevant business partners all in one place. And some food and beverage. So
there's a local phrase for this hospitality.
North Dakota nice.
Or call it smart business. It's the little things that make a foreign visitor feel welcome. Airport pickups, help booking hotels, and evening activities like a catered dinner at North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple's farm.
Jack Dalrymple. Yeah, welcome to the farm.
The North Dakota Trade Office is spending $75,000 this year to cater to foreign visitors, feeding them, providing interpreters, and setting up tents with meals in the middle of farm fields. That's on top of the thousands of hours spent on recruiting them. Governor Dalrymple argues it's a wise investment.
Years ago, like 20 years ago, we tried establishing foreign trade offices in other places, like in Europe and Asia, and that was not successful. And we came to the conclusion that we needed a different approach to it.
He says North Dakota companies still need to visit other countries, but foreign farmers also need to come see North Dakota for themselves. Getting them here presents a huge networking opportunity for agricultural equipment sellers like Stacy Anthony with Brandt Holdings Company. He sells used John Deere equipment. I asked him how many potential clients he's met here.
Over 50. Personally, that we've met and talked to over 50.
Just in a day and a half.
Yeah, just in a day and a half. I mean, there's
like many dealers in the state, he's sitting on a huge inventory of used farm equipment, perfect for farmers in poorer countries like Azerbaijan, Uruguay, and Romania. Stacy says American farmers have been trading in their equipment quicker than ever because of manufacturer rebates and new tax incentives.
A few years ago, I remember the average age of the tractor was somewhere between 7 and 10 years old. But, you know, we've got a large number of producers today that roll their whole fleet each and every year. That is really what's driving, you know, the oversupply of used machines.
Thank you, and welcome to North Dakota.
In a windy field, North Dakota companies create a parade of massive pieces of farm equipment. This event is only for foreign visitors.
The cyclone ditcher shown here is designed to move earth from ditches.
Sure, the foreign visitors could have looked up the specs for the cyclone ditch online back home, but Abai Medyubayev, a wheat farmer from Kazakhstan, says these are expensive pieces of equipment, many worth more than $100,000.
У нас есть поговорка восточная: лучше один раз увидеть, чем 10 раз услышать.
He says there's a saying in Kazakhstan: better to see it once than to hear about it many, many times. I asked several of the foreign visitors why they all came all the way to North Dakota. After all, there are dozens of farm shows across the world. Hugo Dedecaraz from Uruguay said he was actively recruited.
Por supuesto que siempre es muy bueno que...
And he adds, of course it's always good when you are pampered in a country as important as the United States. Bernardo de Silva Mpai came here from Angola. He went to a farm show in Atlanta earlier this year, but he says the people in North Dakota put on a much better show.
They come to bring us to the airport, to the hotel, and they give us bus to come here. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. It's North Dakota is better.
Most of the foreign visitors won't actually be buying equipment. Dean Gorder, the executive director of the North Dakota Trade Office, knows this. I went for a ride with Gorder on a borrowed tractor.
Where's gear shift? All right. Right here. Okay.
Many of the foreign visitors were also test driving the equipment and breaking the ice with the locals. Gorder reminds us this is how business still gets done in much of the world.
There's famous people that talk about three cups of tea before you talk business. This would be an example of how
first cup of tea, figuratively, might be going to their country. Second cup of tea might occur over this week in Fargo, and it gets people to a comfort level to where they will actually, you know, build that relationship to a point where they're comfortable buying product from the North Dakota companies.
It's a long slog making the sale, but it seems to be working. Manufacturing exports from North Dakota are up 300% since 2005. North Dakota's biggest customers remain traditional trading partners, namely Canada and Mexico. But trade officials have their eyes much farther afield. For The World, I'm Jason Margolis, Fargo, North Dakota.
You can see pictures of some of the biggest tractors in the world and the foreign farmers hoping to buy them. We've got a slideshow at theworld.org.